You have been warned. Again, this is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Vaping was supposed to be safer than smoking, but that's a pretty low bar when you think about it. And who could have predicted that young people would start trying home-brewed and off-brand vape juice? Yeah, pretty much everybody could have predicted that. So kids are ending up in the hospital, and we all know what's next. The crackdown.
The city of Milwaukee Health Department is now urging all residents to stop vaping, period.
So here it is again, the same drama we went through with cigarettes. Scoldings, warnings, telling kids it doesn't look as cool as they think. Please, they know that. It looks like they're sucking on a USB drive. It looks like they never learned how to download data properly. But they do it because nicotine is addictive, which they also know. At least it doesn't turn you into a psychopath. It just forces you to give a chunk of your income to Juul for the rest of your life. The fact is that despite the Clean Air Act, there are people who actually want smoke in their lungs. We just have to accept it. And I doubt that just telling people to stop vaping is going to work. But how about this? When a hospital treats someone for the effects of vaping, find out who sold the e-cig and send the bill to that company along with a little note reminding them what's happening to the opioid manufacturers. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.